You're listening to Radio MD. She's a chiropractic, holistic physician, best-selling author, international speaker, entrepreneur, and talk show host. She's Dr. Suzanne Bennett. It's time now for Wellness for Life Radio. Here's Dr. Suzanne.
Zipporah Kingsbury is a groundbreaking love and intimacy mentor who has created a unique practice that blends the spiritual, sexual, and sensual all in one. She has decades of training in many disciplines, including integrated breathwork, nutrition, yoga, and much more. She's here to share with us how to be still, how to use your breath to listen to your body, and if mastered properly, we can improve both our sexuality and intimacy with our love partner. Please welcome to the show Zipporah Kingsbury.
Hi, great to be here.
Thank you. Thanks. So tell the Wellness for Life listeners exactly what type of breathing style or practice are you recommending between a couple?
Yeah, so the work that I do is called integrated breath work, and there's various styles of breath work under that. One of the studies that I worked with for about 11 years was a process called transformational breathing, and this particular breath, it not only oxygenates the body, but it's going to actually clear the contractions, the stress, the emotional things that we have stored in our cellular memory through suppressing them, that are actually stopping us from feeling the depth of pleasure, health, or connection to our own bodies and our partner.
So what you're saying is that a breath work, it's a specific style of breathing that actually increases, obviously, I mean, for me, I talk a lot about belly breaths to increase the oxygenation, the lymphatic flow, and really it cleanses our body. It's to cleanse our body as well and alkalize our body. Oxygen really helps also with getting rid of bacteria and viruses in our body too. So in your work of breath work, but it's really about connecting, using the breath to connect to yourself and to someone else, correct?
Correct, because you're taking a breath style, right, that actually it's different from meditation. It's very, they call it a processing breath work, and it goes deep into the emotional body. It goes deep into the energetic body. Some styles go deep into, you know, the psyche, and it starts to shift those patterns at a deep level. And so that's the difference. And it is mouth breathing, which is much different as well than yogic breathing or meditative breathing.
Oh, God, got it. You know, I actually saw you on The Bachelor, ABC Bachelor. My show producer told me that you were going to be on it. So I wanted to check you out and see what you did before I interviewed you today. And it was very interesting, the style of breathwork that was on the show. And can you please describe it? Because you just said right there about mouth breath work, mouth breathing, and that's what you had the couple do on the show. Can you explain that a little bit more in depth?
Yeah. So one, we breathe through the mouth again. Just to keep in mind that it's not meditation; it's to process. It's really to do the clearing work. And so we breathe through the mouth because it allows us to actually access the deeper diaphragmatic breathing, whereas a lot of people are disconnected from their belly, disconnected from their power, and are programmed in this survival breath that it's stuck up into the secondary diaphragmatic muscles, which are up in the chest. And so we bring the breath deep into the body, and what starts to happen over time is we're connecting the inhale and the exhale where there's actually absolutely no pause between the in-breath and the out-breath. And what actually starts to happen over time when you're working with a trained practitioner is that breath creates an energetic circuit, and it becomes like this effortless wave that we like to say the breath is simply breathing you.
Mm. So when you're doing this with your partner, can you explain like step by step how we start? I'd love to have you explain that so that the listeners can get an idea how they can do it at home.
Great. So first, I would suggest finding a trained practitioner, because most of us can't breathe in this way because there's so many restrictions in the way. So that's my recommendation. Most people, the breath is contracted and you actually cannot breathe in this way because there's so much control to control the emotions. So this is the reason. However, the style is when you start to breathe in and out through the mouth, you want to focus on relaxing your body. So literally the breath is starting below the navel at the lowest part of the belly. So the lowest part of the belly is rising first. And the inhale is very effortless. And the inhale, you're breathing up from the very lowest part of your belly, gently bringing the breath in. And the exhale is just, you're letting it go super quick. The vision I get is the inhale is like a wave building, and the exhale is like a wave quickly crashing onto the shore. So the inhale is our focus. The exhale, you're just letting it go without any control. And then you're inhaling immediately as soon as the exhale falls out. So if you're sitting with a partner and looking into their eyes, as an example, you might simply just open up your jaw gently and start to bring the breath in and start to just let go like a silent sigh and kind of support your partner. If you're noticing they're tense and they're not relaxed, support them through your relaxed breath.
Are both people inhaling together at the same time, or is one inhaling and the other exhaling?
So there's different ways to do it. So number one, you want to do this by yourself, not always with a partner, okay? Because again, it starts with self. If you're breathing with your partner, you can do both. You can do one that you're sitting in front of each other, possibly your eye gazing, and then you're both inhaling in the same rhythm. You're connecting the rhythm of your breath. So you're inhaling at the same time and you're exhaling at the same time. And then after a few minutes, you can all switch that, and where you can actually sit closer to your partner, where you might be, the woman might be on the male's lap sitting there and eye gazing, and then as one of you exhales, the other one is inhaling, your lips might be about an inch or two apart, and you're actually breathing each other in.
I must tell the listeners here today is that definitely I think finding someone who's an expert on this breath work would be best to do, because it's so detailed oriented, Zipporah. But it sounds fascinating to be able to use the breath to connect in a different way to increase that intimacy. And what are the most common relationship difficulties yet you see in your clients?
The most common is that people have just gotten really busy. It's very common that the couples are living on survival mode, very stuck in habits, and so caught up in the world that they've stopped giving attention to a quality of intimacy, the quality of playfulness, the quality of sexuality together. So it's really coming back to relaxing again and soothing their nervous system so they can feel connected again.
That'd be good. Now, we talked a lot also that with this kind of breath work, you can do it all on your own. You can do it with your partner as well. And then when you are connecting intimately with your own self, do you find that it has some of it has to do with the sexual connection that you have yourself? Or is it more pretty much how you read yourself and what you're going through internally?
A little bit of both, because if you're going through this breath process on your own, right, it's going to pull up your old stuff. It's going to start to clear away your emotional toxins and chaos and create a clear space. And what that does is it brings you to this place of, wow, I start to understand myself in a new way. I start to understand my emotions, why they're there, why I react in certain ways. And then it also starts to create free space for your sexual energy to start to move more actively through your body.
Well, gosh, there's so much information. Thanks so much, Zipporah, for being here. You know, if you want to learn more about these very interesting techniques and how to get connected with Zipporah, please go to my Wellness for Life show page on Radio MD. And until next time, this is Dr. Suzanne Bennett sharing natural strategies for ultimate health and wellness right here on Radio MD. Thank you so much. Stay well, everyone.